Hey guys.
Hi guys.
Welcome back to the Sexy Hangover. It's Elle.
And it's Rivers.
Riv is a little sick.
Yeah, I'm sick right now, so I kind of sound sniffly.
But we grind always.
Yeah, the grind goes on.
No off days for us.
No.
We have some major, Riv has some major updates. Tell them about it.
Okay, let me set the scene. It's Saturday night and me and Elle were like kind of feeling off just because of some things that have been going on in our like personal lives.
Yeah.
There's just a situation that's kind of been bugging us, and we wanted to have a movie night with Big, and he was like, I can't, whatever, like I'm getting dinner with my friends. I was like, okay, loser. And he was like, let's hang out tomorrow after Mother's Day brunch. And I was like, okay, sounds good. And then he was like, can I scare you for a second? And I was like, sure.
But I like, feel like he always drops these bombs. You're like, do I get excited? Do I get scared?
He always like says things to me in like the worst way. And I was like, yeah, like what's going on? And he kept saying, are you ready? Are you ready? I was like, just fucking tell me. Now I'm scared. And he was like, do you want to come and meet my family tomorrow and come to brunch?
Oh my God. She screamed, guys.
I've never met a family, you guys. I used to be like a relationship hater. Yeah. I've like never been in a relationship.
It's like so a real weird one. Because like literally imagine like us even like 4 months ago, if you're like, I'm meeting a guy's family.
I'm not kidding. I was reading one of my old journals this morning, and this is so cringy, but it was like one of those manifestation things. You like write a letter.
Yeah.
And it was like, we like each other so much. Like last year, me would like cringe so hard. And it's like,
that's
so
literally
true.
Happening. We used to always, I haven't written a manifestation journal in so fucking long.
Same.
But like, it's so fun to look back at them and think like, oh my God, has this happened? And a lot of the times it has.
I swear, like almost always, like sometimes it takes longer than you like wish or desire, but like it always happens.
And it always happens when you let go.
Yeah, for sure.
So how was brunch?
Oh, it was like fun. He has a brother, and then his brother's married with like 2 kids. Mm-hmm. So, and then it was just like his mom and dad. And it's like an old Italian family. So I don't know. It was just like chill, honestly. And like the little girls were there. So it was like,
that definitely would have helped. Yeah.
Yeah. And like his one little cousin's like, she's 4 turning 5. So she's so, and she's super girly.
Yeah.
So she's like, so in this stage where like, any older girl mm-hmm. is like a gold mine. Aww, so like it was like perfect because she like wanted to sit on my lap and stuff.
I wonder if she's still talking about you, because I feel like little girls are like,
I know
that.
I was like, I hope she asked me to hang out when we were leaving. And then she was like, I actually, you know, a really serious question. She's really smart. And I was mm-hmm. like, what? And she was like, what's your favorite animal? And then she kept,
what'd
saying,
you say?
I said a horse.
Oh yeah, of course. And then Riv's a horse girl, guys. Like she's obsessed. She sends me horse TikToks all day, and she's like, look, like he's so good now, like he's trained. I'm like,
I love when
weirdo.
They get the rescue horses and then they like are trained. And then like she kept like, whenever I'd have to go to the bathroom, she'd be like, I have to go too, because she would want to go with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then one time she was like, I have to go, and she was like pulling me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. And Big was like, no, like just like her mom will go with her.
Yeah.
I was like, it's seriously fine, like I don't care. And she's like, I'm gonna poop my pants.
Wait, did she poop in front of you?
No. And he was like, just let her mom go. And I was like, okay, because every other time it was like peeing.
Yeah.
So it was like she would just go in the stall and lock the door, and I would just wait for her.
What was I gonna say? Oh, there was dilemma around the outfit, but
he was so dramatic. Like it was fine to wear,
but I feel like
his sister-in-law was wearing a dress.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like fine.
I think the consensus is, though, correct me if I'm wrong, that as long as you feel confident in the outfit, no one else is gonna say anything.
Yeah.
Like it's not like weird to wear. I mean, obviously, like if it's just like you're going, I mean, but still, if you're just like going to hang out with his family, you want to wear a dress, then wear a fucking dress.
Yeah.
Like they're not gonna,
I think,
like,
it is like whatever you want to wear.
Yeah.
And then, oh, he was so cute when I got there. He had like a sweater on. Mm-hmm. I've never seen him in a sweater, like a full striped sweater.
Really?
And jeans. And he was like, I was trying to match you in case my mom wants to take a picture.
Oh.
And then
did you guys,
like,
take a picture?
No, he took pictures with me and the little girl.
Yeah.
And then he was like, should I change and wear like all black so then it like matches better? And he like was changing his outfit to match me, and it was like so sad.
Look at you, little simpy. I know, meeting I'm the family. Now he has to meet yours.
I know, my mom's coming this month, so he's
coming. Oh, she's coming this month. Oh my god, that's gonna be so fun. Oh wait, yeah guys, Cabo is literally, we're leaving on Saturday. Yeah. We're so excited.
Oh yeah, we didn't even know we were going last week. Yeah, yeah, we're like, me and Elle are like notorious among each other, mm-hmm. which is nobody,
yeah,
to like being the worst trip planners ever. And so like literally a week ago we bought tickets and we're going to Cabo. Yeah, on Saturday.
I'm so excited. I need to get same. Some I'm vitamin really D
because like I'll sunshine. Even do my schoolwork in the sun, like,
yeah, same. Hopefully they have that sniffles. 5G. Sorry, yeah, guys, you might hear like sniffling this whole time, but just ignore
my
it.
My boyfriend got me sick.
Oh man, you just said boyfriend.
I'm obsessed with him. Okay, what does your update? Elle's nervous. I know she's nervous to talk about this.
It's just like so not me, guys.
Okay, but like I'm over here Simp Nation, and I was like the number one relationship hater. I'm not kidding. A week before I met, Big, us and our girlfriends were like hanging out, mm-hmm. There's like four of us collectively and we were like doing that PowerPoint thing where you like plan your wedding yeah. for each other. I don't know yeah. if you've seen that, but it's like you make a PowerPoint for like your friends and like what you think their wedding will look like.
It's actually and, fun.
Yeah, it's actually so fun. It's just like a joke, you yeah. know what I mean, like their personality, whatever, mm-hmm. and I was like, I literally like don't know if I ever want to get married, like I don't understand why you'd ever have a boyfriend, like it's so stupid. And they were all like, I'm gonna get married when I'm 25. And I was like, I'm literally never gonna get married. I'm never dating anyone. And then like a week later, I like met Big, and now I'm the only one that has a boyfriend. So tables have turned.
So basically, mystery man. I don't even know she's what to so update. Nervous. Like, I just I'm gonna don't say know what to update. She's being a
freak. Yesterday they were hanging out on Mother's Day. And neither one of their families live here, so
yeah.
they were just, like, going to get dinner or whatever. And they're, like, walking around, and Mystery Man's roommate had said to him, like, I'm scared that you guys are going to start dating and, like, you're never going to hang out with me again. And Mystery Man said that to Elle, and he was like, my roommate's so scared that when we start dating, I'm never going to hang out with him again. So okay, basically, like, he dropped the dating bomb.
That doesn't scare me. We have decided that, like, you never feel, because a lot of the times we would be like, we just have weird feelings about these guys. And it's because, like, it's not like right. you're not supposed to be with them. You're forcing you something.
Ick, who told us this? If you get the ick, it means, like, psychologically, I think it was Isabel, our friend yeah. Isabel. I almost was like, oh my God, I didn't say her code name, but she's our friend Isabel, I think she told us that.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's like, if psychologically, if you get the ick, it's because, like,
there's something in you that is
like I literally watched this man eat half a pizza yesterday, and like we had sex after. Like I didn't even care. I didn't even yeah, think about it.
Like you didn't even think about them. But so we talked about it yesterday. And we were like, so many times you like force relationships, and like that's when it's like you get like these off feelings. So like it's not like when he said like dating, like I got an off feeling. It's just
she's just nervous.
I can feel like everything in me that like. Like repels dating,
yeah,
and like the issues. I should probably go to fucking therapy. Like you the should. Issues, the no, because issues I would I get have.
Things like that too. But I'm yeah. in therapy. I was in therapy before I met Big mm-hmm. for the whole time I met him.
Yeah,
so it was like really easy for me to like when something like that where I had an issue would come up to talk about it, and then it was like, oh, I'm doing that because of this, and then it like never affected the relationship.
Yeah, because like I definitely have like in my life, I've literally never seen a relationship work out. Yeah, so like it's not like I. Like have like these great feelings towards relationships, so I can feel that part of me coming out, because it's like, oh, it's not just like fun, like whatever mystery.
If you
man.
Like want to go to my therapist, you could come in for like a second on Wednesday and just be like,
hey, I want to like yeah, come talk to you.
She's so chill. My therapist okay. is lit.
So I'll tell you guys what I learned in therapy.
Dude, therapy's the best. I swear.
I know. It's I so actually chill. I've been thinking about going, but so yeah, basically he like dropped the dating bomb. It didn't like really freak me out, but then I like really started thinking about it. I was like, oh my God, what am I fucking doing? But whatever, I'll get over
commitment
it.
Commitment issues. And yes. she likes him a lot. I know
yeah,
she
I
does,
do like
so
him.
It's like not about him.
No, it's not about him at all. So we have been meaning to do this episode for like so fucking long about moving to a city, because that's like one of the main questions we get is like, what going to school in a city's like. So today is the day. I think we've promised this every single episode. Like, we promise we'll talk about moving to a city.
It's just like a lot. And I don't think you could ever really do it right. Or like,
there's no right way to do it.
And like, it's just hard. It's really, really fun, but it's really hard.
I think too, any transition is hard. Like a transition from a high school small town, especially if you live in a small town like we did, like that to like a college, like you're already transitioning into college. And then like, it's also in the middle of like a huge city. It's like
going to be hard. I think like one of the things is like, you're forced to grow up like
so fucking so fast,
which is really nice, but it's like hard. It's emotional. Yeah. It's whatever. And also like your whole way of life, everything you know is so different that nothing can prepare you for it.
You just have, it's one of those things, like, you know how they always say to like learn a language, you have to be immersed in it.
Yeah.
It's the same with moving to a city. You can't just like come here for a weekend and be like, oh, I think I know what it's going to be like. It's not going to be like that.
It's so like, it's your whole life changes. And like, I think for a while, I think both of us almost like got really wrapped up in that.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't want to go home. Like you are totally like jaw dropped. Like, it's like brainwashing almost.
Yeah.
Or not brainwashing. I don't know what the right word
is. It's like you just get so immersed in it to the point where like we would like almost feel bad for our friends who didn't have like a city life. Does that make sense? And it was like we like kind of like resented anyone who wasn't like living the same life as us, because there were like so many differences.
I think partly what we were thinking in that time period was definitely when we just moved here, and it's like, oh my god, I live in a big city, like the opportunities are genuinely endless. Like whatever you want to do, whatever is like there. So when that happens and then you see your friends or whoever living like a quote-unquote normal life, you're like, oh my god, like I'm like better than you. Almost.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you just automatically put your life on like a higher pedestal,
which is like unfair too, because like just because you do something doesn't mean, but like maybe they're thinking the same thing about us. Like you're missing out on all of
like you're missing out on college. Yeah,
because like we genuinely, it doesn't, like we do school, but like that, like we do our schoolwork and stuff, but especially with like being online, it does not feel like you're in college.
My mic, we will like say like, oh, we're going to like a DePaul party, and then our parents will be like, finally, guys. And
like even a DePaul party is like, okay, given there's some like frat parties, whatever, but like we were invited to a birthday party last weekend. The girl rented out a bar.
Yeah, like it's literally
like a bar in downtown Chicago.
Yeah,
so like no DePaul party is even really like, it's just younger people.
Yeah, it's just younger people than who you would see at like a club or whatever. So it's just like the whole, it's really hard to explain, just like the whole experience is so different, but also everyone's experience in a city is so different. Like our experience isn't the same as like another two friends at DePaul.
So I definitely think ours is very unique, because we have been like connected at the hip the whole time.
And that helped too, because when we first went to college, like we didn't really find our place. Like we knew that we liked each other, but like we did not find our place at all. Like the first 2 weeks, it was so not fucked. At all.
It was like horrible.
We were like walking on the street. This is just one night, like one example. We were like going out, and we're literally like walking on the street, and like for some reason we like needed like attention from guys. We were like,
okay, well, to our defense, we were like 18, just moved to a city, and thought it was gonna be like guy overload.
Yeah, we thought
like we were gonna see a hot guy every time we looked, like lifted our eyes, but like
so we like didn't have any like guy action. We were like, oh my god, like in my mind I'm like, I want like that fun, like just went to college and like now I have a guy.
I have so many guys that want me, like this is my freshman year fling, like,
So we were not finding that. It was like 2 weeks into school, and we, every time we went out, weirdly, like we, it was fine during the day, but I felt like at night we were like, oh my god, why do we go to school here, like every single time. And I think it was because we didn't really find our place like in like the nightlife area.
I think this part of the time too is an important thing to know about DePaul itself, is the main campus is in Lincoln Park, which is a more residential area. It's like there's not really any skyscrapers. It's like townhomes.
Yeah.
It's a very like It's more family. It's literally known for families and college kids. So it's not the like just moved to a city, oh my god, like vibe, like nightclubs, champagne, like thing.
Yeah.
It's more like bars and like little house parties. Yeah. Like
it was so,
which is not what we were expecting.
Yeah, we were not expecting that at all. And like we would go to like the college bars and then we'd be like, oh my god, like why are we going to a city school but doing like what we didn't want to do?
Yeah.
Like we didn't go to a state school for that reason because we didn't feel like that was our vibe. So like we did not find our place at all in like the nightlife area. And there's this one night we like kind of like we didn't even get close to the soccer guys, the DePaul soccer kids.
No, we known them for like 3 days. Probably.
3 days, yeah. And we're so mad.
It's like because they lived in our dorm too. It was like, like it was like, not close. Mm-hmm. Like we were not close to these people.
So we went out and we were like, are we hideous? We had this mindset that we were like the ugliest no one was girls ever us. Because no one was talking to us. And we were like, we so don't fit. DePaul is very like liberal arts school.
Yeah.
Like everyone is very artsy. I didn't like, especially last year, like we like were basic as fuck.
Yeah. I think a lot of DePaul too is there's a lot of like old money artsy.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like they come from
old money, but like very liberal old money families. So they're like very artsy, like creative. Like it's a theater. There's like a huge theater school. Like
they have a lot going for them.
But like it's a very expensive school also. Yeah, so it's like a kind of a weird vibe.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different people.
Yeah.
Like so many different people.
I think that's what it is. It's a very liberal arts school based, but it's a Catholic school.
Yeah.
But well, I've never even taken a Catholic like
me neither.
Class. Yeah. It's not like a thing like that. More so like I've taken a Muslim class, like a religion and Islam class before I've taken a like Catholicism class. So it's not really like that, but it's very service based and it's like very liberal arts.
Yeah.
But it's very expensive, but they also give a lot of scholarships.
So much money away.
So it's kind of creates like a very,
it's so and diverse.
It's a city school and there's only like two sports.
Mm-hmm. The whole like student body is just like so diverse.
Yeah.
That's all I have. That was like, it was almost culture shock because like I came from like predominantly white high school and you too, right?
Yeah.
So we literally like came to this school and it's everyone you could ever imagine in one place. And it's honestly like, that's what I loved about it so much is it's like so happy. Like everyone loves everyone and you can really be like fully yourself and really no one's going to judge you.
I think that was like one of the best things about freshman year is that like you start learning that like everyone really is like given a chance at DePaul to totally be themselves.
Yeah.
And like do what they want. And like you could take the coolest classes like you could ever imagine. I swear. Like I think like it was like, we would be talking to someone about like the classes they take and like the classes we take.
They're
and, like,
so different.
They're so cool. Yeah. Like nothing wrong with like what the other classes, but like the classes provided to us are like so cool. One thing specifically about DePaul is that we have trimesters.
Yeah.
Which is different. So it's like 3 10-week trimesters.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take finals 3 times, but classes are really like,
they're easy.
Yeah.
I think
and,
as
like,
long as
teachers
you
really
want to
work with you.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think classes are like traditionally easier because the information is so interesting
and they're very very intimate. Like
yeah,
we don't
like
have a lot of classes or a lot of students in our classes. Like I think the most I've ever had is like 30.
Yeah, usually you have like 20 people in your classes.
Yeah, which is so nice. It's literally like you're just going to like a small high school class. And
yeah,
I
it's
love
a really cool
it.
dynamic.
Back to the soccer guys. We like totally just like hyped DePaul.
Oh, we were talking okay. Yeah,
so we had this like really bad night and we just felt like we weren't getting like attention from anyone and we were being total attention whores. So we bust down the soccer guys dorm room door.
Yeah.
And we like fucking crash their party. We're sitting on the floor of their dorm room like begging them to like call us ugly. We're like sitting in there and we're like, be honest, like are we fucking hideous?
Yeah, we were like so not in our like right mind. We're like, just tell me I'm ugly, just say it. Like I know I'm ugly, no one here has given me a fucking blink of an eye in the past 2 weeks. Like please just tell me I'm ugly so I can get over it.
It's so fucking funny too because like that's so not like us to like want attention from like college guys too. Like,
I think that's another part I was gonna say about like everything is I don't think we had fully realized at this point that we were into older guys.
Yeah, we like thought,
so even if someone would give us attention, we're like, ew, you're literally like 19.
Yeah, like I don't want your attention. Like, we were just being so, I think it was part of like, that was like the hardest time I think in the transition is we were like, oh my God, we just like don't have a place here. And like, it almost felt like everyone else had this huge friend group and they all had like found their place and found out what they love to do at night and like where they like to go out. And we were like, dude, we have no idea. Like we have fun during the day, like fucking around. And like,
a city is so big that it makes it more overwhelming. But I think they always do say the first month is the hardest.
Yeah. And it definitely was for us. But then we got into the groove of things.
Yeah, literally.
And we started meeting like a lot of people through going out mostly.
Yeah.
I think too, like spending more time in classes, like you obviously meet other college kids.
Yeah.
But like weirdly, it was always like, we would be like, oh, we just like met a friend in class, but it was always us. Do you know what I mean? Like it was just me and you.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
I think it was hard because we were so close. So like if one of us met someone in class, it wasn't like, oh, should we invite, do you know what I mean? Like, should we invite them out with us? And like, we would say that, but then it never happened.
I guess like another thing that we've never really talked about is me and Elle didn't know each other before coming to school here, and we knew both probably like two people.
Yeah,
we didn't really know anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then we like had like, long story short, ended up being roommates. But even we, the first time we met was the day before we moved in.
Yeah,
and we had met with our parents, so we didn't really have like a chance to like,
we like didn't talk that night.
We talked a little bit and we were like, oh, so excited, but it was like, it's awkward.
Yeah,
like you're with your parents. Yeah. It's like weird. It's like an awkward dynamic because it's like forced conversation. Yeah. And then our first day in, we were like joking around about something. And like, since then we were like, it was just like,
I said something like so perverted to Rev. And then like, I got so nervous because she didn't hear what I said. Because
we were in a fucking dorm meeting with our whole floor. And I didn't even hear her. And then I was like, what? And she was like, I'm not saying it. And I was like, what is wrong with you, free?
And then like, she was like, wait, did you say this? And I was like, yeah. And then we ended up doing what I like said we should do. And we
it was like so funny.
From that, we were like, oh my God, we're going to be like really good friends.
I think also like, we're both very loyal. And I don't think either one have ever found like something, like someone to match our loyalty.
Yeah, I agree. Because we always like, we'll like be friends with one. But I feel that about Meg and Isabel though. Like they're such good friends. But I think it's hard too when there's two really good friends and then there's one other person. Yeah. It's just like, it's awkward. There's no way that it's not going to be awkward because it's like, we're always going to be closer with each other than we are with that other person.
Yeah. And like, we would try to reach out to girls a lot and like try to be friends.
Bro, we were horrible at it.
And like, either we would be like, oh my God, immediate bad vibes. Like they're like,
I don't trust them.
Yeah. Or like, it was like awkward, or it was like a weird dynamic. It was just like a lot of like, trial and error.
Dude, we are also the fucking worst at talking to girls.
I mean, it's so bad.
We like, it's harder for me to talk to a girl than it is a guy, like 100%.
Same.
And there was this really cute girl that went to DePaul and we were like, oh my God,
this is so,
we have to be friends with her. We both followed her on Instagram weirdly, but had never seen her at DePaul. Like, we didn't have any classes
like,
with her.
She's so cute.
We're like, she's so cute. Like, she definitely would be good friends with us. And we were so superficial too, because we thought that from just looking at pictures of her.
Yeah.
Like, she was like a pretty girl. So we're like, we want to be friends with her.
Yeah, totally.
Which is so fucked up. But we end up reaching out. We like group chat DM'd her.
Oh my God.
We hit her with the double DM.
We are perverts.
And we're like, you have to come out with us like in the city sometime. Like, we've never seen you around DePaul. And she's like, oh yeah, I live in the suburbs, whatever. So she like agreed. She was like, she said like subtly, like, yeah, I'd love to come out sometime. So we blow up her phone.
We were like, we're in. Yes, finally.
We blow up her phone and we're like, okay, how about tonight? You can spend the night on our futon in our dorm room and we can go out and like, we have like an extra toothbrush for you. Like,
we were perfed out on this girl. And she was like, LOL, I can't tonight, thanks. And never said anything again.
And like the next day we were like, bro, I think we scared her.
We were like, I think we went a little too far. But like, we were so excited that a girl wanted to be friends.
I think it was hard too because our parents a lot of times would be like, you guys like need more friends. Yeah. So like we would like push the friend agenda like so hard and like we were desperate to have more fully people.
Desperate.
So that was like the vibe. We like didn't really have any close friends, but once we kind of found like our place, like going out, like we realized the college scene like wasn't really for us, and we started going out in like the city like River yeah. North area. That's when we started meeting a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think that was like honestly basically how we met people. Like when people ask like how do you meet friends in the city, that is how we did it.
Yeah. And but I think one thing about last year, we didn't really go out with the idea of like meeting friends.
No, we went out with we just wanted
yeah, we wanted to go out, do whatever, blah blah blah, and a lot of it was like to meet guys.
Yeah, like it was like to find a boyfriend.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then
not a boyfriend, but you know what I mean.
I started seeing this guy like kind of seriously, and then Elle also.
Yeah.
And our friends would be the people we were like seeing's friends.
Yeah. So the guys we were like dating, basically their friend group became our friend group.
Yeah.
And we would start going out with them consistently. But that like honestly like introduced us to a lot of people.
Yeah, it did.
But the only thing was is that like the guys we were dating were like 30 years old.
Yeah. So we were friends with a bunch of 30-year-old guys.
We are like 18, 19 years old, and we're friends with 30-year-old guys. Yeah. And it sounds so perverted, but like it just happened. You know what I mean?
And I think a lot, like it sounds so perverted, especially if like you're not in like the city environment.
Yeah.
But ages are so intermixed.
It's so wild because I can meet someone and I used to think I was so good at guessing ages, but like I could not tell you for like,
no.
I like, there's so many people who like are 30 years old, but they could act like they're 25, or they're 25 and they act like they're 30. Like people like vary in maturity levels, and I like to think that like people always tell us like, oh, you guys are like way beyond your years.
Yeah.
So I like to think like we just like that's the age that we like get along with. I think that's fine.
Part of it last year was a lot of trial and error.
Yeah, I think major
so much trial and error, and I don't think we really even knew who we were.
No,
we were so lost within ourselves that we couldn't, there's no way you're gonna find friends and like find good people when you don't know who you are.
Yeah, because you don't know even what you like to do.
Yeah.
Like you don't know like what friends you want to find. And two, we were very much like how you said earlier, like wrapped up in that whole like city thing. We were very superficial.
Yeah,
like, we cared about money people had, we cared about what, how much money they would like, what bottles they would get us at a club,
or like what they could offer us. Yeah. It was never like really about like the friendship we would have with them.
Mm-hmm.
I think this year is about a lot better year to judge like how actually to find your place in the city. Not that there isn't like value in like not knowing and like that trial and error, because I think that taught us so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that was a great year to judge actually like finding your place.
We were wild freshman year.
We were like wild college kids that were, like, we didn't really care about anyone else besides ourselves.
Yeah.
Not that they were like douchebags, but we were just like, we were content with our friendship, and like everything else was to add to our friendship.
And it was like just to have fun. Yeah. We just cared about us and having fun, and that's really all. So we, this year, I think have really found our place, and it helps living where we do.
Yeah, we live downtown more. So it's like a lot different vibe, and I think it's the vibe we wanted last year.
Yeah, for sure. Living in Lincoln Park, I felt personally so removed from like the city. And I remember we would go to 7-Eleven like before we would go out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going out in the city tonight. He'd be like, you are in the city. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, so this year we live more in like a downtown area. We live in like a
apartment,
like a
high-rise building.
High-rise. I was gonna say skyscraper and it's not a skyscraper, but we live like in a high-rise apartment. Like it's more of the city vibe that we were like looking for initially. It's the
she has
cold brain.
Yeah,
cold brain. So I think this year is probably like a better year to touch on like actually how you find yourself. But like going into all of that, we've met so many more people this year than we ever met last year.
So many more, yeah.
And in that, you learn so much. Okay, the city won. I feel like any city this goes to stand for, everyone knows everyone.
It's from, crazy.
It's like 1 degree of separation. Yeah. Everyone knows everyone.
Yeah.
So it's like that, everything's going to come back to you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people only care about themselves, which is okay. But don't. We've been fucked over a lot, I guess, is like what we're saying.
I mean, like
just anywhere, like anywhere.
Yeah, like anywhere else. I think recently we've realized like, wow, like Chicago is like feels very small.
Yeah.
But that too has to go with like us going out frequently at the same spots. Like, of course, it's going to feel small when like our surroundings are consistently the same, which we've been trying to work on.
Yeah.
So like when you're constantly going to the same places and other people are doing that, it's going to feel small because you're only around one group of a big city. So that makes sense. But I think like anywhere there's good people, like people who are going to aid in your life and be very beneficial and like add positive energy. And there's people who are going to add negative energy. And
I think it's really easy to get wrapped up into like, oh, how much, like you could have fun with someone that's a shitty person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's easy to be like, oh my God, I know all these people are shitty people, but like we're having so much fun.
But we're having fun. So why would we stop?
Or like they wouldn't do that to me.
Yeah. We always say this and we think it's like the biggest red flag in like friendships. If you are quote friends with someone, and they're talking shit about their other quote friends,
then they're talking shit about you.
It's most likely you are going to be on the other end of that. Yeah. And you're not going to be the people that like they're talking shit to anymore. It's going to be like they're talking shit about you to other
people. And
there's going to
be
people.
A lot of people that are frenemies.
Yeah.
And like it's just something that you have to live and learn, because people could have told us that a million times and we would have said, this is different.
I think for us is like we like to be very loyal. Once we meet someone, we're like, oh my God, we're best friends with them. Like, oh, we love them so much. And that's just our personalities. And we're very like open to being friends with anyone and then like really taking them on as our own.
I think it is. Me and Big were talking about this a week ago. Mm-hmm. And it was like, me and you are so loyal.
Yeah.
That we expect that same loyalty and like honesty back. And it's like we meet someone and if we vibe with them, it's like, oh, I would do anything for you. And like, not a lot of people are like that.
Yeah, not a lot of people.
And he was
saying
that's not a bad thing. It's just a learning thing.
Yeah, I think I feel like we have learned. Yeah. Now we know there's people who aren't going to be the truest of friends, but are fun to hang out with occasionally or have fun plans. And when we're out, it's like good energy. We have fun, but we're not going to come home and be like, oh, like I would jump in front of a bus for them.
Yeah.
Because like it's not like a thing.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think like anywhere else, there's going to be good people and bad people. And it's just something like, it's important to know like, okay, is this person so bad that they are genuinely taking energy out of me and like making me feel worse? And if that's the case, that's when you like cut people off.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's also people who like, maybe they aren't like the best person ever, but like you can go out with them, have fun. And like, as long as they're not making you're not stooping down to that level, then I think there's nothing really wrong with that.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's like, there's just like, it's so much learning. It's hard almost to make an episode about like moving to a city, because every situation is going to be so different. And I don't think it's something to be scared of. Like, life is all about learning. It's about ups and downs. It's about like trust, like getting hurt and like having friends and then them not ending up like not turning out to like be the situation that you thought it would be or like whatever it is. And it's just like knowing yourself through that. And like, if you know deep down, like I'm a good person and like I did everything I could for like whatever, or like if you don't lose yourself, then like it's, and you might.
Yeah.
Honestly, we kind of did last year. Like it's not.
Oh, it's last year I had no idea who I was.
It's just, you just learn. It's like, that's why it's hard kind of to make that episode. Cause it's like, I can't tell you
how your experience is going to be. Everyone's experience is so different,
but that's life. And it's like, not something it's something to be excited about.
No, excited were you when you were moving to Chicago?
No, it's so fun. And it's so fun to grow up. And it's like so fun to be in such like a unique experience. Cause like it's honestly like, I would do it 100 times over.
I think
1,000 times over.
That is one thing that is universal though about moving to a city, is instantly you are forced to grow up. And I think that's like something that's just consistent across all experiences, is like you like are all of us, you're an adult. Like, you literally move from your wherever home is. And then all of a sudden it's like, holy shit, like, this is a real world. Like, you can go out and do whatever you want. Yeah. You know, no one's stopping you. And like, that is scary almost. So like, no, like, I can literally, I think that's what we got lost in. Yeah. Like, we can do whatever we want. And we took that and we fucking ran with it.
Yeah.
So it's like hard. You just want to, it's all about experimenting. It is. You know?
It's so much like experience and experimenting and like finding what. It's like, and you're gonna fuck up. Like, you're just gonna fuck up.
Oh my God. 100%.
And it's like you're still learning and like, you, like, I don't know. It's that's why it's like a little bit hard to say everything. Cause like, you can't say, oh, then you're gonna do this and then you're gonna lose yourself.
But
like,
and then we this happens and then that happens. Yeah. We can only tell you our story. But we got, by the way, there's a website up and you can write in anything you want us to talk about. And the first person that wrote in asked us, like, how to meet older guys, and this kind of goes in with that episode because that's literally all, like, the only people we're friends with is like older people. It's just kind of the way it happened, and that happened through the like guys we were dating really freshman year. They were like in their 30s, well, 30 years old, pretty much late 20s, early 30s, and their friends were like around the same age. So we would go out with all of them, and then that really like introduced us into like the whole world of like older people. It's like hard to explain. And especially this year, like, it's weird because it's not anything we ever like seeked. We didn't seek like, okay, well, we always knew we like fucked with older guys.
I think there was like an attraction, but we didn't even understand that we were attracted.
But literally the like first thing me and Riv ever like said to each other, I remember it was a Snapchat conversation.
I remember I was laying in bed.
Probably same. And we were talking about like, like, oh my God, like the hot business guys
and like the suits
and like the watches with the suits, and like, that's so fucking hot. We're just like little weirdo 18-year-olds like about to move to a city, and we're like, oh my God, like, I can't wait to like be able to like be with older guys.
Yeah.
So like, there was always an attraction, but we never seeked to have friends who are older or date older men. It was never something that we were like,
more
really
of like
seeking.
A fantasy.
Yeah. And the fantasy is living, is like, we're living
very
it out.
Manifested.
Yeah. So I think that definitely started it when we both started dating older guys. That was when we wouldn't even tell our like parents.
Yeah.
They had no idea. And we would like lie about like how old our friends were too. Yeah. Cause we didn't want them to think like, ooh, these people are weirdos. Cause we didn't feel like they were weirdos for like hanging out with us. I think it was hard cause like, we've always felt like older than we are. So not everyone can like feel the way we feel. Do you know what I mean? So like, they think it's just weird.
No, I seriously think I'm like 25.
Yeah, same. So that started it. And then this year when we moved back after being home for COVID, we really just like, everyone you meet when you like get into like the older crowd, everyone they hang out with is older. So like, you just end up having like older friends.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of friends like, we have our two girlfriends are our age.
Yeah.
And then we have a lot of friends aging like 23 to like 32.
Yeah. 32 is like kind of like, we have like a couple older ones in
there.
Okay,
but they're like more like, it's like
not like close friends.
No, they're just like acquaintances or whatever.
Yeah. So I think too, there's this, we've kind of felt this actually on a red flags list, is like when people assume that we have sugar daddies.
Yeah.
And I think that when you hang out with older crowds, people automatically assume like, oh, they're sugar babies.
Yeah.
Like, of course they want to hang out with older people. They're using them for money. They're like sick. They're hanging out with successful people.
Yeah.
But
for sure,
it's not really like,
it's like so weird because last year we definitely were like in things for money.
Oh, 100%.
We wouldn't even get anything out of it. I think we got a rush of hanging out with people that like
had money. Yeah,
it was like that. And then I think this year we met a lot of people that had a lot of money and were like really shitty people.
Yeah.
And we were like, and there was like a lot of things that went on, but I don't know, something shifted where it was like, oh, the money thing is really not important.
No,
like, it's not at all.
I'm attracted to people who are hardworking and who like, you know what I mean, like, aren't bums and like sit around all day and like I like people who can like provide for themselves. Like obviously that is attractive. Yeah, in guys.
Someone that's successful, but that's like a different mindset than looking at someone for money.
Yeah,
because it's like you want someone that's successful because they're driven and mm-hmm. they like know what they want and they're like have a dream for themselves.
And I don't even think like successful equals money always. No. You know what I mean? Like I think either. That I'm not going to be friends or like date someone who doesn't have money if they're like hard work. You know what I mean? So yeah. As long as they don't like sit around and like just like, you know what I mean? You know what yeah. I'm trying to say?
No,
like,
yeah.
As long as they're hardworking and like good people, the money does not matter because I think a lot of the times people use money as a personality trait, which yeah. is so fucked up. And they think, oh, I can do this because I have money or I can do that. Or I can be shitty because I have money and I can provide for people. Yeah. But that doesn't equal, like, being good.
No, I actually, like, me and Big, we were watching Wolf of Wall Street yesterday. Mm-hmm. And Big is, like, very, very successful. Mm-hmm. And so on the way home, we were, like, talking about things. But it's, like, weird because if you didn't know that he was successful, yeah. you would never know. Mm-hmm. He, like, lives in a one-bedroom. Like, he doesn't
show it off.
No, not at yeah. all. Like, I think one of the things I like about him so much is, mm-hmm. like, he has no value in the money he makes.
I think, like, if he lost all tomorrow, he'd be the same person yeah. he is right now. And I think that's such a huge thing because if there's a thousand.
It's, like, fun because we can go out and we can do fun things. Like, we take dance classes and, like, yeah. we can do these fun things. And, like, me and Elle were planning a trip to Cabo and we were like, oh, come with us. And he yeah. could, like, just take off the time off work and, like, come. Yeah. And, like, that's fun to have that financial freedom, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's so, like, and, like, I feel like almost I don't even want people to like know that he's successful yeah. just because then it's like, oh, you're with him for the money. Yeah, and like, exactly. I could honestly care less.
I know. And I think I learned that a lot with like the guy I was dating freshman year is like at first it's like, yeah, money is attractive. Yeah. Because you can do all these fun things. They can take you out. You can go to nice places, but like they're good people without yeah. it, so like it doesn't really matter. And like you have to think like if they didn't have money, would I still be attracted to them?
Yeah.
And if you're not, then like
it's like so not.
That's like so not a vibe yeah that you need in your
it was
life.
Just like we were talking about it. It's like if you know someone and they define themselves on how many bottles I can buy or like yeah. what I can do, like mm-hmm. and their money is their personality, then like their morals are obviously like so
yeah. And then up. Once that money is gone, like
what do you
at
have?
The end of the day, who are they?
Yeah,
and I think it's
they
really,
don't even know.
Yeah, I think it's really important to like sit down and think about that and like, okay, am I with friends with these people for money, whatever, or am I just like,
yeah.
you know, but so I think that there's a misconception. We always get asked like, oh, how do I find a sugar daddy like you guys? It's like, dude, we don't have sugar daddies. It's not like these guys are like sending money into our bank accounts every day. We just are hanging out with older guys and some of them happen to have money, but that doesn't mean we're like leeching onto them for that
reason. No, it's
reason.
Like weird too because like when we're like out, like I could easily be like, okay, like buy me all this, like,
yeah,
like everything we do. Yeah. Like I love like, this is like, it's like so small. Like I love getting his coffees or like if we're like getting ice cream.
Yeah.
Cause like, it's like, I don't even know. It's like weird that he is so successful because it's so not a factor mm-hmm. of our relationship.
Yeah. It's like, because it's not like why should it be?
Yeah. Like it would be so weird if it was.
Yeah. And it's not like, I would personally feel weird if a guy, I mean, everyone's different too, but if a guy I was dating, like always tried to like throw the money at me kind
of
thing.
No, it would be so weird.
Cause in my mind that is like, oh, they're trying to show it off. Do you know what I
yeah.
mean? And like I hate that. I hate when people show off their money. So like I think that's weird. But there is this misconception that like, oh, you're dating older guys, so like, oh, you're a sugar baby. But
yeah,
like
definitely.
That's not the case at all. We just feel like most myself when I'm around people of that age. Do
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like
it's
I don't
so
feel
weird. I like always forget that there's like an age gap between me and Big.
Yeah. I don't, because it's like if you match on maturity levels, age really doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah.
Like you could date a 40-year-old, but if you feel like okay, like
I think
I
the
match
thing
with
too
them,
is like guys are so immature.
I know.
That like it's like dating someone older, I feel like I'm dating someone like 3 years older.
Yeah, like, oh, he's literally fresh out of college.
Yeah, like, it's so like, so then if I'm dating someone that's like in their early 30s, I feel like I'm dating like a 28-year-old. Yeah.
And then now it's like I can't even imagine, like, genuinely cannot imagine dating someone our own age.
No.
How weird would that be?
So weird.
And it's not even because we're like, ew, like, we're better than that age. It's just like I don't connect at all. Like, I don't connect with, like, the lifestyle, what they like to do. Like, it just doesn't make sense in my head.
And I think also as we're getting, like, a lot more mature, we both are kind of growing out of, like, the going out all the time. So, like, dating guys that are, like, a little bit older, they've had their time. Yeah, and, like, they'll go out and whatever, but it's more, like, cool places and, like, small groups, like, friends. So it's not, like, a crazy club where everyone's at and you, like... That is really old to me.
Yeah. We, like, I think because we abused it, like, our freshman year. Like, we went out all the fucking time. We went out, like, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, which still isn't that much compared to others. I think, like, one thing,
too, is, like, if you're happy and doing what you love and, like, trying to do whatever it is for yourself, like, make a podcast, do get an internship, like, whatever it is that's your dream or, like, whatever you're trying to do. If you're, like, really good at that and you're obviously happy doing it and, like, you're finding your place, whether it's in a city or it's at college, like, people are going to hate on you and people are going to try to tear you down. And, like, that's just, like, a fact of life. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just something that you have to, like, learn that other people's opinions don't affect you. And, like, sometimes in a city, it's on, like, a larger scale just because everyone knows each other. So it's easier to project those, like, negative opinions of you. But it's, like, as long as you're happy and doing what you like, you're going to prevail.
I agree. And I think I agree that, like, this, I think it's important in a city to remember there's going to be times when you just have to be independent. Yeah. Like, you can't always depend on one person or the other. A lot of the times you don't have your family there or whatever. You just have to learn, like, okay, like, I'm okay by myself. There might be months where you, like, don't have any friends. Like, you lost a group of friends, whatever. And you're just going to have to be like, okay, that's fine. But, like, it's not the end of the world. Like,
I think something fun about living in a city is, like, okay, it's fine, I don't have friends. Like, I can go walk and do this, like, with, like, one of my friends or, like, by myself. Like, it's so much that it's, like, it's almost easier to do what you want, even if there is more, like, talk about it, just because it's, like, honest, like, well, what are you doing?
Yeah,
it's like a lot of people will project their insecurities on you, and that's just something you see as you grow up. I think your whole life I've always seen that happen, and I think I've just recently, like, been able to, like, understand, realize, like, it,
what they're saying, it doesn't matter, because you can realize that but not still let it affect your life. But I think we've both gotten to a place where it's like, we can't let that bring us down, because obviously if someone is projecting, I feel like we are all over the place. I don't even remember. I feel like I'm blacking out talking right now. But
I think it's just so much moving to a city.
I know. Like, you just, there's going to be, like,
so many experiences that you're going to have and so many things you're going to learn. And, like, we can tell you that a million times, but it's like, it's so much, like, so much that you're going to just, like, figure out. Like, it's, like, hard to even wrap your brain about, because, like, me, the girl that moved in freshman year, and, like, me now are, like, totally different.
That's
people.
Why I think it's so funny, is because, like, I'll tell stories about, like, last year, and then I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I'm telling stories about, like, a character.
Yeah.
Like, that was a movie I watched. Yeah, but, literally, like, it was my life, and it's, like, so crazy that
it's just about, like, living and, like, growing, and, like, you're just gonna grow so much.
I think so too. I think there's a lot more room for growth in a city. I will say that, because there's so many different ways you can approach it. And, like, if you grow out of one way, like, one experience, one bubble, there's always another bubble. There's always, like, another thing you can do, like, a next step in, like, your whole experience. And that's what's super exciting. Yeah. Is like, it's like never like, oh my God, here, it stops here. Like, there's no more room for growth. Like, there's no peaking point. Do you know what I mean? If you have an open mind, there's no peaking point, and there's always something else you can find.
I think one little point is that you do have to put yourself out there, though.
Oh, 100%. Like, you have to be yourself.
Just be open to new things, and it's
Yeah.
Right around the fucking corner.
I think
I feel like we had no F-bombs today.
Oh my god, should we just drop a bunch? Please do your cussing. You wait, guys,
I don't think Riv, this is so funny.
Riv will like cuss, she'll like pretend to be talking like the dogs and she'll like cuss a bunch and it's like the funniest thing.
What should I talk about?
Like pretend like we're bringing my dog Tino out to go pee.
I can't do a scenario like that. I'll be like, goddamn seventh episode, fuck yeah baby. So not funny.
So not funny. And so I'm burning alive.
Same, it's so hot.
It's so hot, guys.
I thought I had a fever.
It's getting hot as fuck in here. Okay. Basically, I don't know if we gave you any good advice. If you have any more questions about like
specific questions.
Specific questions about DePaul. Actually, okay, I'm gonna tell you guys to do something right now. If you are prospective DePaul students. Prospective, you get the word I'm trying to say. Write into the website or DM us on Sexy Hangover particular questions you have about moving to DePaul. We get a lot of DMs about this, but it's hard to respond to all of them because it's like a long answer.
Yeah.
So if you have questions, reach out to us and we'll answer them in an upcoming episode. I can't promise it's going to be the next one, but in an upcoming episode, we'll answer those.
Yeah.
So like more like DePaul college related, because moving to a city is like a very broad topic and it's kind of hard cover. So yeah, do that.
I think one of our last points is everything in life. We're like so deep today. It's like, yeah, so wait, not funny. What? It's like so trial and error. Mm-hmm. And we created Sexy Hangover with a very different situation than we are in now.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of opinions about it when it was being created,
mm-hmm,
that were not us, but we allowed them to be us because we were trying to like fit.
I mean, when you're with a group of people, it's like you all like, oh yeah, that's a great idea, whatever.
And I guess we just don't really think the name Sexy Hangover fits anymore. We don't really like the aesthetic of it. And we, mm-hmm, kind of had a brainstorming situation a couple of days ago where we like kind of figured out how we want it, just me and Elle. So we think it will be really fun to do a little rebranding. For now, it's gonna stay Sexy Hangover until we get everything figured out.
Yeah,
but
I don't know how long it'll take to do this.
Yeah, but we want to do it like really creatively and whatever, so that it's like totally us.
We're really, really excited too.
I feel like Sexy Hangover feels like us last year.
I agree,
and it's something that, it's just so alien to us now. Not that we don't love Sexy Hangover. Like, it's so fun for us to have a podcast and what everything. But we think we can make the podcast more us.
Yeah, more us. And I don't know. I think a rebranding could be like a good
If you guys have any fun names, we think we have settled on a name. But
we're open to
always. And I think we also want this new little, it's going to be the same podcast. We're going to continue. Like, it's just going to be like a name aesthetics
fit. Just a rebranding.
Yeah, just a rebranding of the same podcast. But we want you guys to be like super involved in that. So if you guys have any ideas, whatever, we would love to have a little feedback,
a little input.
Sorry, but this episode was so
boring.
I feel like it's so hard to talk about like such a life-changing moment. I know. Like, funny.
And then this and that. But next week we'll hit you with the laughs.
Yeah.
We're going to have to pre-record because we're going to be in Cabo.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. And then the episode after that, we'll have all of our Cabo tea. It'll be so good. So deal with the fucking boring episode right now and we'll move past it.
Okay. As always, rate us 5 stars. Find us on all social medias. They will be linked down below. And until next week,
keep it sexy.